When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code SPOTIFY to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code SPOTIFY at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code SPOTIFY.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Tell that slave driver to shove that sweatshop right up his...
Take this job and shove it.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
All around us, the intersections of space and time are conjoined in the cosmos with the apex of the vortex of the O-zone and the E-zone and the Y-zone phases into one bitch of a weekend.
Nothing matters but the weekend.
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to discuss the quote-unquote singles that a specific band or artist released. Every music podcast, and we know there's a ton of them, sooner or later discusses a topic similar to this. The conversation usually revolves around so-and-so band should have released so-and-so single versus what the record company released for them, etc., etc., etc. What we're going to do instead is just discuss which songs were actually released as singles, how the singles did on the music chart around the world, and pick a favorite out of the bunch. Since this is supposed to be a quick fix, I only chose bands or artists that released at most about 15 or 20 singles. If we started talking about the Michael Jacksons, the Aerosmiths, or the Bon Jovis of the world, we would be here forever, so I stayed away from that. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you for your favorite when we are all done.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
For this episode, we're going to discuss the singles released by the band House of Lords. The intent is not to do a House of Lords history lesson. You can get that by Googling or Schmoogling them. But I will tell you that the band was formed in 1987, and their first official studio album was released in 1988. And although they have had more member changes than officially released singles, and have had some legal battles over the band name that created a 6 to 7 year hiatus, House of Lords are actually active today. Now, you may be wondering, this band's been together for over 35 years and they only have 15 to 20 singles? How is that possible? Well, although this band has released 13 studio albums, they only released 7 official singles that you could buy somewhere, and they were all released within a 5-year time frame between 1988 and 1992. Before we get started, I normally share the singles and then share how they charted around the world, etc. The problem here is House of Lords didn't have a lot of success on the charts, period. So what we'll do instead is just talk about all 7 singles, and I'll play a little bit of each one. The first 2 singles released in 1988 were from the self-titled album, and they were I Want to Be Loved, which was actually their only Billboard Hot 100 hit, peaking at number 58. That video was a staple on MTV's Headbangers Ball, and the pace and feel was perfect for 1988. Check out a snippet. The other single off the self-titled album was Love Don't Lie. The song is more of a power ballad. The vocal is outstanding. There was a video, but MTV never played it. And either Simmons Records didn't promote it well, or it was a little too rocky of a power ballad for the Hot 100 in 1988 because it didn't chart either. If you haven't heard it, or if you haven't heard it for a while, here's a little for you.
Pantheon podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
The next three singles released were in 1990 and 1991, and they were all off an album called Sahara, which is literally a desert island album for me. Get it? Desert? Sahara? I guess it's not funny if you don't understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, the first single off the album was Steve Winwood's penned Can't Find My Way Home, which technically was done by Blind Faith. The video was all over MTV, and it really ended up being the song that gave them the most notoriety. I'll skip playing that one, because most likely everyone has heard that song. And instead, let's talk about the second single, which was Remember My Name, and is technically 1,000% better than Can't Find My Way Home anyway. Remember My Name is a beautiful power ballad, and how it was not a top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 is beyond me. My guess is either 1990 is too late, or again, Simmons Records messed up the promo of the song. Either way, it's just not right that more people haven't heard this song. Check out a little bit of this amazing ballad.
I heard it on the radio. Somebody reaching out tonight. Another soul that never sleeps until the shadows touch the morning light. I know you.
The last single released from Sahara was Heart on the Line, which is an upbeat rocker, but pretty generic for the time frame, and 1991 is when this type of music is basically dying off. My guess is that most haven't heard this song in a while, or possibly ever, so here's a little taste for you. The last two singles were released in 1992, and they were from the album Demons Down. The title track was the first single and didn't get any airplay at all. My guess is, one, it's 1992. Two, the song has this swampy acoustic feel for a full 90 seconds before getting to the rock groove, so it's a little bit of a hard sell on rock radio, even though you could have probably gave them an edited version that could have been played. And three, it's 1992. So let's face it, the scene had completely changed, and this music was basically dead. But anyway, here's a little bit of the track. And the last real single released by House of Lords was a song called What's Forever For. And man, there is really no way for me to describe how perfect of a power ballad this really is. If it's released in 87, 88, this is a top 10 Hot 100 hit, guaranteed. Listen for yourself.
I did the best that I could, best that I know. Kept you under the sun, away from the cold, and I sheltered you from the storm. Tell me.
Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Even though all the singles are off the first three albums, the other 10 albums released over the last 30 years are great too. I'm actually a huge House of Lords fan. You can't actually even find the first three albums on streaming anymore. My guess is the legal battles affected all of that. You can buy them on eBay if you really want them. They are on YouTube if you want to give them a listen. Don't forget to share your favorite from the seven songs we discussed today with us via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which one of these seven was my favorite, well, I love all seven songs because I'm a huge fan, and it's a tough choice between the two ballads, but today I'm going to go with Remember My Name as the favorite from this group. Now, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.